Today we're learning Maseches Peah, Perek Gimel, Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. Says the Mishnah Dalet, Aymos Shel Betzolim Chayavos Pepeah. Mother onions are chayav in peah. Mother onions are onions that they would leave in the ground just to produce seeds. So they're left in the ground for a long time, so they're not so very edible, and therefore it's a chiddush that they'd be chayav in peah because they're not so edible. But since they are somewhat edible, then they are going to be chayav in peah. So the Tos Yontif explains. Well, wait a second. Things that are only eaten al yedei hadchak, we learned in the first parak, are not chayiv in peah. So these are things that don't seem to be eaten unless it's a desperate situation. He says, no, because over here they're just regular onions that are just left in the ground for longer. So since they're part of the min of onions, and onions are eaten afilu shalaya de'adchak, so even though you happen to leave them in the ground in order to produce seeds, they're still going to be chayiv in peah. But Rabbi Yossi says that they're going to be potter from peah because, as the Bar Tanur explains, that they're left in the ground, then they're eaten only al yedei adchak, and anything that's eaten only al yedei adchak is not going to be chayiv in peah. So malbinos habitzalim, the Mishnah tells us further, if malbinos habitzalim shebein yerek, if you have blocks of onions that are planted in between different patches of vegetables, so the blocks of onions are not continuous; they're splotched all over the place. Rabbi Yossi omer peah mikolech vechad. Rabbi Yossi says you have to take separate peah from each square of onions, because he thinks that it's not normal to plant onions in between the vegetables, Bar Tanur explains. So the vegetables are considered to be a min acher, which would divide it, would divide the blocks of onions from each other, and therefore each one is considered a separate field. But v'cham say, no, you bring one peah, you give one peah for all of it. And the reason is because the onions would last in storage, and vegetables don't last in storage, so the chachamim treat the vegetables to the larger onion field, and therefore they don't separate the onions from each other. The onions are considered to be one continuous field, even though there are vegetables in between them, because the vegetables are not nearly as chashuv as the onions are. Mishnah Hey, ha'achim shechalkus. So now this Mishnah is going to shift gears a little bit. We've been talking about when something is considered one field for peah and when it's considered multiple fields for peah, but that was all in the context of there were physical barriers, there were other things planted in between them. So now we're going to talk about where there are physically it looks like one field, but there are legal halachic ownership issues that might separate the fields from each other and might require more than one peah. So the Mishnah says, ha'achim shechalku nosen shtei peah. So if two brothers divide an estate that they inherited, so there's a field that they divide between themselves, it's chayiv in peah. Each brother gives his own separate peah, each from the half a field that he has. So v'chazrim v'shtatvu nosen peah achas. But if they then rejoin into a shutfus, so now they both own the entire field jointly, then they're chayiv in. It's only chayiv in one peah. Obviously, if they had begun harvesting beforehand, then before they rejoined together, then it would be payah for each of them. But we're talking about where they joined together, and then after they're joint owners of the whole thing, then they begin the harvest, then it's only chayiv in one payah. Similarly, shnayim shalachu asi ilan, if two people buy a tree together, a large tree, nosen payah achas, since they're both joint owners over the entire tree, they only give one payah from that tree. But lakach zed tzvono vezed drom, but if they identify that I'm the owner of the northern half of this tree and you're the owner of the southern half of this tree, zenos and peliatzma, zenos and peliatzma, then each one gives peah on their own. Each one is going to have to give their own peah. Now, if you look in the Melecha Shlomo, he points out that the Rush writes, "Afugav di ilan echad hu," even though it's one tree, kivin shemitchil lakach zetzon of zedromo, since initially this one purchased the north side of the tree, this one purchased the south side of the tree, and they were never shutvim in it, so each one has to give peah. And then Melech Shlomo says a chiddush. He says, "V'nirali ta'achad shecholku asi ilan shenosim peah achas midalot tana din ilan ba'achad shecholku." He says, "What? Well, you know, we gave two cases over here. We have a case of brothers that split a field, and we said that when the brothers rejoin, they give peah achas, but when they split a field, they give two peahs. And then we have a second case of two people, not brothers, two people that buy a tree where they give peah achas." So says the Melech Shlomo, why didn't it talk about brothers that inherit a tree? So it must be that brothers that split a tree, they give peah achas even after they split it, because otherwise the Mishnah should have said the din by brothers. But then says Melech Shlomo of Kasa, of love harash sirilo. That's what the Rush writes, but the Rush Mishans says ve'ein devar of muchrachim. The Tana Resha l'gluy yisefa, that he's not convinced that the Rush with an aleph is correct, because that we distinguish between brothers and any other partners. It could be that the Resha is just megala on the seifa. Ve'kivin shchalku shutvim havu. When brothers divide the estate, they become like shutvim. Ve'in kan tfisa sabayis. It's no longer owned by the estate. It's now owned by each one of them, and therefore they're going to have to each give their own payah if they divide it properly, even if it's a tree where one takes the north side and the other one takes the south side of that tree. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Mocher Kilchei Ilan B'toch Sadeu. Someone sells different sprouts of trees that have fruit on it inside of his field, but the land, he keeps the land in between them for himself, and he's only selling the trees with the fruit. So Nesem Peyah Mikalecha Vecha. The guy who bought it, who owns all these trees but not the land in between them, has to give separate payah for each of these different sprouts of trees. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emesayis. Rabbi Yehuda said, when is that true? Bizman Shalashir Balasada. That's when the owner didn't leave over any trees for himself. He sold them all to the other guy. But Avalim Shir Balasada, who knows in Peyah Lakol? But if the owner of the field kept some tree sprouts for himself, then he gives one payah at the end for the entire field, including for the trees that he sold to the other guy, because he kept some tree sprouts for himself, and therefore he has to give one payah. Now, if you look at the Rav over here, the Rav points out, Bizman Shaloshir, Kolomar, Imlo Hischil Balasad Deliksor Lakin Pedros, if he hasn't yet begun to harvest, Az who the chayv lokeach liten peah. That's when the lokeach would have to give peah. Avalim hiskel balasad the lixar sadeu. But if the owner had already begun harvesting before he had sold the trees in this field, so then he's going to give one peah ala kol. Then the owner is of course going to have to give a peah, because at the time that he begins harvesting, the bechi askel ktsira obelukita saperos, when he starts harvesting, I chayv bepeah shel kol asada. He immediately becomes chayv in the peah of the entire field. So no sale that he does in middle of his harvesting is going to change that, and that's what the Bar Tanura writes. Tos Yantav is not sure that that's correct. Tos Yantav writes Loshon Arav. He quotes the whole Bar Tanura and he says Perish le Perusho Shenisher min Asad the Rotz Loma Shenisher le Mocher Kolomar Achar Shehischel Liktzar Kodem Shemacher Nisher lo Gam Kain Bekarka Mashal lo Katzar lo Nilkot v'lo Machran. That the Mocher keeps some of the field after he began harvesting. So that's why the mocher, since he started the harvesting, has to give the peah. So we say that shear that he left over for himself, that is the peah. That's what the Tos Yantav says. The Tos Yantav explains the Bar Tanura. But then he raises a question. We're not going to get into it right now, that it seems to be against something that we said in the second paragraph of this Masechta, but we'll leave that aside for now. So let's just quickly chazer over what we learned today. We learned two Mishnayos. We learned Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hay. In Mishnah Dalid, we learned that onions that are kept in the ground for very long is machlokas, whether they're chayv in peya or pata from peya, because they're not as edible. And we learned that patches of onions in between patches of vegetables that are separated by patches of vegetables is a machlokas, whether it's a payah for each patch of onions or whether it's one payah for all of it is considered one field. And then in Mishnah Hay we discussed if you have brothers that share a Yerusha, they'd give one payah, but if they split the Yerusha, then they each give payah. And the same when it comes to a tree. If two people buy a tree together and they both own the whole tree, it's one payah. But if they split it where one takes the northern side, the other one takes the southern side, then they each give payah. And then we said that if you if a person sells trees within his field and he keeps the land in between them, so the buyer is going to have to take payah from each tree separately, unless the seller kept some of the trees for himself, then the seller is responsible for the payah on the entire field. Bez Hashem, next time we will pick up with Mishnah Vav.